Hey guys, this is Beth Golay. And before we get started with Marginalia, I just wanted to say that KMUW's podcast platform is made possible by High Touch Technologies, a software technology and business communications company that provides products, services, and support to all industries. High Touch brings the human touch to technology with a world-class team of industry experts. Learn more at hightouchtechnologies.com. And now, here's Marginalia.
This is Marginalia, a production of KMUW Wichita.
Marginalia, notes in the margin of a book.
Notes, commentary, and similar material written in the margin of a book.
Comments and notes which are incidental or additional
to the main topic.
The main topic in the margin of a book.
I recently spoke with author Samantha Downing about her debut thriller, My Lovely Wife. We couldn't get into a lot because it's a domestic thriller, which I don't want to ruin with spoilers. It's about a husband and wife who go to great lengths to keep their marriage fresh. I'd tell you their names, but I only know hers. And I would tell you more, but this is one book with a plot that you should probably just discover for yourself. I will say that the publisher describes My Lovely Wife as Dexter meets Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So, you get the gist. I'm Beth Golay, this is Marginalia, and here's my spoiler-free conversation with author Samantha Downing. Okay, so I had to stop reading to attend an event. As I was at that event, I just kept thinking about the book and thinking about the characters and recalling them by name. And, you know, I was thinking about Millicent and Jenna and Rory and Andy and Trista and Petra and Lindsay. And then when it came to the husband's name, I was stuck because I never read pre-publicity anything. I didn't realize he was unnamed. And here I was thinking, what in the hell is his name? How do I not know his name? And then I went back and circled the page number. It was page 342 when I, and only because I was stopping and thinking about it, that I realized I do not know this guy's name. And I just, so I thought that might be something we could talk about. How important is a name to knowing the character?
I think the idea of not having a name says a lot about the character. If you look at examples of other unnamed narrators in the book Rebecca, in the book The Fight Club, the characters are unnamed for a reason, and it's because of how they see themselves. And that is very much true for the husband in this book. He sees himself through Millicent. His identity exists through her. So of course his focus is all on her, to the point of not even bothering to mention his name.
So we probably should set the book up, but I want you to set it up just so I don't give anything away. I'm sure you probably have like an elevator speech, or like if somebody says, oh, what are you working on? What's My Lovely Wife about? I'm sure you have a way of describing it without giving anything away. Would you mind doing that for us?
It is about a couple who is married and lives in a gated community in Florida. They have two teenagers, and they basically are living the American dream, or what life tells us is the American dream. And they have been married 15 years, and they go to great lengths to keep their marriage fresh. Greater lengths than most people go to, very violent lengths to keep their marriage exciting and to keep it fresh. And it's something they do together and they enjoy. And so they act out a little.
So this is narrated by the husband, but how reliable is he? Even though, I mean, every word I've learned from him.
Well, I think anything written in first person is an unreliable narrator, because they're always telling you the world as they see it. Sometimes they are purposefully unreliable, and sometimes they are just deluding themselves and they're saying things that they believe, even though the reader can tell they're not true. So all first person narrators at some level are unreliable. So how reliable is he? He's in the middle somewhere. he's not completely delusional about life, but he's not completely honest either. So I think that's pretty typical, actually.
But he's pretty likable, isn't he?
I think so. I think they're both very likable. I think they're likable and hateable. So they're both, I think.
Now, the husband's parents, and I feel so weird calling him the husband, but that's how we know him. The husband's parents, they died in a car crash, and Millicent's parents, at least her mother, she suffered from Alzheimer's. So we really could only see their histories and their past through their own lenses. How important was that?
It was very important to only see Millicent through his eyes, which is why the point of view does not change. You only see Millicent through the husband. We never get Millicent's perspective. And I think that that is how we know people in general in life. You can't ever get inside someone else's head. You can only know them through your perspective or through somebody telling you about them or someone else's experience with them. I prefer to tell stories like that. I don't necessarily like to get into everyone's head when I'm telling a story. In this case, a story told by one person, and you're free to think what you want about his lovely wife.
You know, I felt like you left little nuggets of discovery along the way. You know, you certainly wove enough doubt throughout the story, so the reader kind of would question and speculate on all of the various outcomes. Did you find it difficult to inject, you know, plausible red herrings, or was that part of the fun?
I think that's always part of the fun of being a thriller writer or writing a twisty thriller is I don't plot anything and I don't outline anything. So once I get through the whole first draft, I can revise it to sharpen it to be what I want it to be and to make sure everything is in place so that you don't want to trick your reader and make them think I think it's a delicate balance when it comes to twists, because you don't want it to come so far out of the blue they would have never ever thought of it in a million years. You didn't give them enough clues, but then you don't want to give so many that it's easy to predict from the beginning. So it's a difficult thing, especially with today's thriller writers who are so sophisticated, because there are so many thrillers out there.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that. The publisher is describing My Lovely Wife as Dexter meets Mr. and Mrs. Smith. The unreliable narrator, like slash thriller, seems to be a hot ticket these days. Why do you think that is? Why are readers clamoring for this type of book?
I think that thrillers in general have always been popular in many different forms. And I think it just keeps changing as readers sort of tire of one particular type and move into another. And so the genre just keeps getting stretched in various directions. Gillian Flynn was certainly one of the first to do a true domestic thriller as we know it. And since then, that has been something women want to read and want to write. Almost all of the writers are female. There are a few male, but a huge percentage of them, as far as I know, are the female writers, and both men and women like to read them. So I think it's just another twist on thrillers, which are still so popular. Even if you go, I mean, whether it's John Grisham or James Patterson or Harlan Coben, they still dominate thrillers, and the genre has just gotten bigger and more diverse.
You know, you are a female and your narrator was a male. How difficult was that to get into the mind of a man?
Not that difficult, I don't think. I think because it's not, he's a particular man, so I knew him. I don't think I would, in generic male, I don't think I could get in the head of whoever that is, but this particular character, he has his own personality and his own life, and I could get into his head because I knew him that well. I created him, so.
There was a lot of science throughout this book. I mean, just not only DNA, but, you know, different chemicals and how would they react in certain situations. Were you already aware of a lot of, I mean, are you a science geek or did you have to do some research?
No, I definitely had to do some research. And again, I think that speaks to the sophistication of the readers. They are well aware of science and DNA, and it's in all the detective TV shows and the movies and the books, and you can't fool them and you can't skim through it. So if you're going to address it, it has to be addressed well, and it has to be addressed realistically, because everybody's got Google. So we all can just look it up and see if that writer is making something up or telling the truth or what have you. So it's either don't address it at all and skip all of it, or if you do address it, it better be on point, because otherwise readers aren't going to like it very much.
Now, it's my understanding that you've been writing for a while and basically, you know, putting your work into a drawer, 12 novels in 20 years, but you'd never submitted them to a publisher before now. What changed for you?
I joined a writer's group, and one of the women in the writer's group, Rebecca, she loved My Lovely Wife, and she said this book should be published, and she sent it to a friend of hers who sent it to somebody he went to school with, who was an agent in New York, and he does not represent this kind of work, but he referred me to Barbara Powell, who ended up being my agent. So it was all like somebody knew somebody, and it got into the hands of Barbara, who loved it and wanted to represent it and fight for it. And then she sold it to Jen Monroe at Berkeley in 48 hours.
So the other books that are in the drawer, are they similar genres?
I think there are one or two others. There are, yeah. An early one was a thriller, and then I went on to other things, and then I came back to thriller later on. But they're all a mix of genres in general, and they're never coming out of the drawer. So that's
they're not?
No, never.
So what's next for you then?
It is another thriller that I've written after this one. So I look at My Lovely Wife as my starting point of novels that people are going to read, people I don't know who are not friends of mine that are going to read. So I would like each one to be better than last and not go back to the ones that aren't as good.
That was Samantha Downing, author of My Lovely Wife, which was published by Berkeley. Thanks for joining us for Marginalia. Discover more episodes at KMUW.org through the KMUW app or wherever you get your podcasts. Marginalia is produced at KMUW Wichita. Our engineers are Mark Statzer and Torin Anderson. Our editors are Luann Stevens and Haley Krausen, and I am the producer. This is Marginalia, and for KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.